AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is taking a hit on the economy just weeks before the midterm elections that determines whether Democrats will hold on to control of Congress. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
An AP NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll finds 46% of U.S. adults say their personal financial situation is poor, up from 37% in March. It's a notable drop given people's financial perspective stayed rock steady the last few years. Just 23% say the national economy is good. 63% disapprove of the president's handling of the economy amid high inflation. Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says lowering prices remains a top priority.
We have more work to do. We get that the American people are feeling that pinch.
The president's overall job rating is 43%, and a quarter of those surveyed say the country's heading in the right direction. Both numbers held steady from last month. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The government says inflation at the wholesale level rose 8.5% last month. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chair General Mark Milley says what Russia and Vladimir Putin are doing in Ukraine is targeting civilians, a war crime in the international rules of war.
Each day that this war goes on costs Russia more and more, and the Russian people begin to suffer.
Ukraine state nuclear operator says Russian missile attacks caused a crippled nuclear plant to lose all external power for the second time in 5 days. The U.S. government will pull visas belonging to current and former Haitian government officials involved with criminal organizations, as well as provide security and humanitarian assistance to Haiti. Las Vegas Raiders receiver Devontae Adams has been charged with misdemeanor assault for shoving a photographer to the ground as he left the field following a loss at Kansas City. This is AP News. Former President Donald Trump will have to sit for a deposition next week in a defamation lawsuit by a writer who accuses Trump of rape.
The judge's ruling rejects a request by former President Trump's lawyers that the planned testimony be delayed. The deposition is now scheduled for October 19th. The decision came in a lawsuit brought by E. Jean Carroll, a longtime advice columnist, who says Trump raped her in a Manhattan department store's dressing room. Trump has denied it. His lawyer says we look forward to establishing on the record that this case is and always has been entirely without merit. Carroll is scheduled to be deposed Friday. Julie Walker, New York.
Many pharmacies in Finland ran out of iodine tablets a day after the country's health ministry recommended households buy a single dose of iodine in case of a radiation emergency amid increasing fears of a nuclear event due to Russia's war in Ukraine. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.